المنزل مين يسيبه بالنسبة لي ستيل تن مين سليم much later after 22, 23 then still always a little bit of dollar rice. He ate pan. After the pan is finished, then cup of tea. Yeah. Then so a pan and cup of tea would take away appetite. It's not nice. And then a little bit of dollar rice, very tiny bit, 3, 4, 5 mouthfuls and blah 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 more. That was in Manzanim, after Manzanim, and so on. But after 1923, I think, or 22, Baba ate normally well. I know Padri and Pendu's left, two people to ask, and if they're right here, you know. Quite all your means, they're so old now, they may not remember. Yes. So it's very difficult to remember all the past because they're fading, very far away. Mm-hmm. But I have not seen Baba eat that time, so I don't know. But this is my guess, whether that he was eating so little that he was still very skin bold, very thin. But after 1922, I think, after Manzanim, Baba was there. Yes. In Manzanim. Before that, the work with Ogasi Maharaj and going around this and that. And Baba was in a different state. She was there.
Yeah. Did I hear you say earlier that your mother's sister was Padre's mother?
Yeah.
So you're Padre's cousin?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
First cousin. Yeah. Padri was my color, you know, but in Mehrabad and with all the Hindus and all that, working in the sun all the time, didn't care for himself and all that. He went very dark. But now he's not so dark this time. He was much, much fair. His mother was very fair. He was fairer than you, Padri's mother. Yeah, very fair she was. She was one very fair and one uncle. Other uncles, you know, my cousin, Hiran, he was my color. Oh, we call it wheat color. Wheat means not dark, not fair. So that's how they get all mixed up, you know, where in Bush also. Dark people and fair people mixed up. Baba's parents both were fair, I think. But still, look at Jal, he's so dark. Behram was not so fair. And yet Baba was so fair, very fair. Very fair
young,
skin, golden brown hair, light brown eyes, dark. Eyes brown, not very light, but brown eyes. When the lights caught it, then you could see the shining brown. What?
In some pictures when he was young, where he looked very dark, was he darker when he was young?
Baba?
Yes.
No, he was very fair as a child. He was very fair. In the photograph, it comes in all different. With the naked eye, you see, and sometimes in the photograph, there's certain lights. Even in the movies, you see, sometimes Baba's moving, there's much shadow on Baba's face, and you see him looking dark. But he's fair, very fair. He was. Very fair. If he went to the sun, then it flashed pink. And over here, the sun was open, V shaped like that. All this would be all bright pink in over here. And so it's very strange why this pink now. I think it was because of the sun. Yes, it was pink. And so it's nice, and being the sun, then Baba's get flushed in there. My mother used to wear a napkin around his head for the sun. Then, much later, then Baba used the umbrella, much later, after keeping silence, I think. Then the Mandi would run after with the umbrella. But Baba would walk so fast, the umbrella would be up behind, and Baba would be up behind. Yeah, they couldn't keep up with Baba. Yeah. But Baba had a napkin on his head.
Sometimes in movies, the only way you know where Baba is would be a crowd of people and an umbrella. That's the only way you know where he is.
Yeah. Yes, really very sweet of Baba because he was so swift on his feet and feels so. His last 12 years he couldn't walk, couldn't talk, very sad. But that was also his working. The suffering they do their work, they say. And Baba said, Jesus never used his power, means his power of not feeling the pain. You know, the what do you call that? Dissidence. They don't use that because they must use. Jesus had pain as an ordinary human body would have pain with that. Then only his work was done. Mm. And how how great of him to take birth in that part of the country where it was fanatically that religion and all that. It's really sad, very sad. But that Jesus had to go through all that for humanity.
He underwent the greatest persecution of all. Mm. From the very beginning, just everybody was against him.
Except for a very good. Why? So he was so pure and beautiful and what do you call him, son of God. And actually, what I want to say, he was, even before he was born, you know, Mary had to take on the donkey, travel to Egypt, to Bethlehem, they had to go and leave their own country to come here. Even before he was born, he was going through this fakiri, we call it. You know, no home, renunciation, no home, on donkey, right, just riding, and then they come to this inn. No place, they don't give him place there when they're in the stable. It's all this humiliation, and so it's very beautiful, but we feel so sorry for Jesus. It must be such a lovely baby, and so sweet, and the hay, and the lovely picture. I love to think of Jesus.
What love and compassion. Huh? What love and compassion he must have to come when earth can't find any better place to receive him than in a stable.
Stable.
God's coming to take birth on earth, and no place.
Yes, exactly.
Then after all that, he keeps coming back again.
After, that's what I'm saying. That now also when I say that when Baba comes back, I'd like to come with Baba. Then I tell Baba, Baba, you're going to suffer again. Baba, we'll have to see you suffer. Now, next time, please don't keep signs to sing and talk and all that. We don't know next time what form Baba will come, in which place, what faith there will be with the God. This time I like very much Baba and Zoroastrian person born and all that is very beautiful. And his schooling, going on cycle every day to school. How do you say? I don't know. Mommy is a good son, what do we call him? No, because one time Srinima told Baba that you have photos taken with that, because Baba had been to the West, I think. So Srinima said, the photos taken with other people and other women. I want my photo to be taken with you. Why not? Why don't you take your photo with me? Why don't you take your photo? Baba said, all right. And said, the photographer, we didn't have cameras, so the photographer was called, and Srinima dressed in nice clothes, very proud to sit with Baba. And Baba's picture, didn't see his mother. There's only picture with his mother. In other picture, there is with all his brothers. Srinima wanted it, so Baba said, all right.
You would please her. The one you showed us yesterday?
Please her,
The one you showed us yesterday where she was washing his feet?
Yeah, that's him, right? Yeah, she must be 65 by then. Mm. Yeah, she must be 65. Yes, she didn't want to accept first, but now then later she accepted Baba. She seemed very like this. We were all met about running, rushing, doing Baba's work, this and that, all very happy. But she was from Pune, she's from. She said, all us are very. She says, oh yes, you all are here with Mervan and. You're laughing and talking, and you're happy to do Baba's work, and this all very sort of happy. So, and here I'm alone in my house, you know, because Baba, what Baba did was that called Jal. I don't know, he wasn't up there. I don't know what something. One time happened that there was nobody was sitting my there. She said, I'm alone in the house, and all you are gathered around Mirwan. I'm quite alone there. What about me? And so on. So, what should we do about it, you know? But she would be upset with us in the beginning of that. Naturally, one feels she was not, how is it, perfect, not to think that way. She felt.
Sounds
true.
Like a typical mother.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a typical mother.
Yeah. She loved Baba, and Baba's no more hers. So he belonged to everyone. As the angels had told her. So now you all, so many children, Baba's. So he was born to be loved by Baba Jan first, and then what love Baba Jan had for Baba. Every day, Baba Jan must have seen Baba go in front of him, go to college every day on the cycle, waiting for the right time till he was 19 years old and 2 years in college, because Baba Jan had to write in English. English language has to know well. So Baba Jan must have given him enough time to read and learn what do you call English language proper, and then that comes useful anyway.
Now,
last time. Yeah. You go now. Hey, Baba. Talking.
One day, Baba was standing on the veranda and looking out on the garden, and he saw many colors of flowers, and he loved bright colors, and so Baba said, very lovely the garden looks today, lovely colors. I love the garden because it is colorful. So I said, Baba, it's not easy to grow a garden here because the soil is very poor, Baba. We have to work so hard to bring us soil from the lake. And so it is difficult to grow each plant and all that, you know, good soil and good manure and a lot of work. So Baba said, yes, that is why I like the garden. The garden, I appreciate it because so much work and care is taken of it and so much love is put in it. That's why the flowers are beautiful and they look lovely. And that's why I'm admiring it. I wouldn't have admired it so much if the soil was good and you are just to put in a few seeds and water them and the flowers come up by themselves like this without much work put in. I wouldn't have admired it. But this is how I like it, you know, because he works hard in it. So that's, from that day I could not complain to Baba to say that the soil is poor.
Vera, why did
one day I was working in the garden, Baba quietly came. I didn't know he was coming. Came stood right behind me, you know. And then somehow I felt some sensation that someone is there. That someone in back of me, when I turned around, Baba was there. Baba also was in the garden now as a female. We went to the garden, so it was a very lovely feeling. And then we came inside. Baba went to have his lunch. It was 10:45 already. And Baba never had breakfast, only a cup of tea. So he came for his lunch early. Half past 10, 10:45.
Mara, Baba's kept so many birds and animals. Tell some story of one of the
pets. Yeah. One time we were in Mirabad in 1935. Yeah. And Baba came up just that early for his lunch, 10:45. And he came in the kitchen where we were working, still, you know. Baba called me, said, come here, and he put his hand in his pocket and told me, take this, you know. So I put on my hand and came up. I thought, maybe it was already what it was. But anyway, I put my hand, Baba put a baby bird in my hand. It was a little baby parrot, you know. And the baby parrot, I said, Baba, it's a baby parrot, but how ugly it is, you know. It had no feathers, just skin and bone, you know. And red beak, huge red beak, and just skin and pink and all that. Not nice looking at all. I said, Baba. So I said, no, you will keep it. And when it grows big with his feathers and all that, he'll be a very lovely bird, you know. Keep it. I said, yes, Baba. And then he called Hortense and gave her one and money one. And so we all three birds in our hand. Baba said, no. Then Baba was seated on his other seat in the kitchen. Baba had his food in the kitchen, his lunch. So Baba put them all there. So they started to cry for food, you know. They're hungry. Baba said, come and prepare food. What to do? So Baba said, you know, chickpea flour, little chickpea. But they didn't have the butter. It was clarified butter that is called ghee in India. And so it was mixed with ghee, not too much of it, just enough to make the thing sticky, you know, the flour. And Baba made little brown. And so these were so hungry that they each one, all three in a row. Can you imagine those three lovely? Yeah, and they're all three, you know, feed me first. So Baba would put the big lump in their throat, and then one was swallowed, and Baba prepared another one, give it to the other one's crying, give it to that one. And so Baba loved to feed, you know. And so he went on feeding, and they went on eating, and it was too much. They overfed, you know. They ate too much. And so now they started growing. It was too much. Baba said, now what shall we do? You know, they were eating too much. We should give them a walk, the food to be digested. So Baba made us put the little babies down on the floor, you know, tiny little things like that. And Baba also went down, pushed it one. Come on, walk. And one of us from the other side made it. So they were so full, you know, that what you call is part of their tummy. Anyway, He said, it was so heavy they couldn't drag themselves. And they went, caw, caw, caw. Said, now, they were hungry. You know, when they were hungry, they were crying for food. Now, when they've eaten too much, they're groaning. So Baba gave them one or two turns of walk like this. Mom said, now put them, they'll be all right, you know. So they put them in a nice little basket. And they were quite happy. In the evening, they were hungry again. And so they grew up to be very beautiful parents, really. Great parents. They didn't talk as we would expect. We had expected them to talk. They just screeched and all that. But Baba brought a very lovely brass, huge cage for them. So we had them for some time. Then we had to leave for Lahore some day, and Baba gave them away to some Baba lovers. Mm-hmm. That's the Paris story. Mm-hmm. Then Maina, one time Baba had to, not in Mirabai, he went to Bombay, Pune, some Nasik, I think also. Someone, I don't know, Mehru's father, someone gave this Maina to Baba. And Maina is not, this is not an ordinary Maina. This is from Nepal. Nepal is Maina. And it's very beautiful bird, you know, it's blue, black, beige, and lovely beak, thick beak, beak, orange colored, you know, it's very lovely. And his legs short, but orange colored legs, you know. And his ears here had orange flaps, very lovely, lovely. And she was in the boxes, told us that this one, she can speak in our own, in the language that the people, Madrasi people, you know, Telugu language, the people understand that language. But the speaking Maina, if you teach her to speak, she will speak our language. One of you try and see if you can teach her. So, well, we were quite excited about it. So, when Baba left for the Monday to go down the hill, then every morning, then I used to go near the cage and shout to her, Baba, darling, Baba, darling. Well, one day went 2 days, 3 days, but she, you know, see, I said, one day she's going to learn it all enough. But on the 5th day, she did say, Baba, darling. Okay. As soon as I approached the cage, and she knew what she has to do. So she said, Baba, darling, that I was very happy about it. So then we told Baba when Baba came, you know, for his food, you know, lunch. He said, Baba, the Maina can speak, and said very beautifully, Baba Dhani. He goes, yes. So we waited and waited in the room, but the Maina did not say a word, did not speak. So after them, we go to the kitchen now. So as we were coming out of the room, and we were outside the room, but near the door, Maina then called out to us, saying, Baba, darling, you know. Oh, Baba turned around, and Baba likes so much. Two, three times said, Vasu. Beautifully, she said so clearly. Very clearly, just as I'm saying. No.
Really?
Yeah, very beautifully. And so.
And they even imitated the intonation of each one differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Vada was a Hindu young woman with us, you know. And she had heard me say Baba darling, but she could not pronounce well, and her voice was finer than mine. So the boy would imitate her voice. And she would say, Baba, darling, darling. She would not pronounce, darling, darling, Baba, darling. So the Maina started saying, Baba, darling. I said, Baba, for God's sake, teach her the wrong thing. And yes, she was very sweet, the Maina, but somehow she got ill. And she died, she was dying. But anyway, last moment, she was saying, Baba, darling, Baba. She said, Baba, yes. So Baba, when he came up, after that Baba came up, I don't think Baba was there at that moment, but she was there. So Baba had his own kerchief or some kind of own, some kerchief or a napkin wrapped around her with Baba juice, and Baba was so much love, you know, to the Maina. And you know the tree that grows in front of the kitchen, the neem tree?
Yeah.
That neem tree was not there when we went up to stay there. Baba has planted that tree himself. It was that time. But then Baba then had this Maina buried there under that tree. Himself, Baba. So the Maina was very fortunate. And the Baba shows us how many Baba love birds as well as animals.
But throughout, he kept pets, no?
Yeah. one time he was going to the West and he knew it would take time for him to return, so he gave a couple of, what do you call them, rabbits, white rabbits. They were very lovely, pink eyes. we loved them very much, and so after doing our morning work in the kitchen, much to be done. Baba had two or three cages of birds with us, and they had to clean the cages also and all that, leave them sun bath and whatnot, and then go to do our cooking and washing, everything. Mm-hmm. Chapatis and whatnot. Well,
the rabbits?
Yeah, so Baba gave us the rabbits. So when we are finishing work and all that, after tea also, then we went to our room. We had some spare time to ourselves. This time we used to take to stitch our own clothing, patches or darning or, you know, some bit of sewing for ourselves and all that. We would... This time Baba told us to make a huge photo frame, to have Baba's 12 photos in one frame, you know. That was very sweet of Baba, because that, how you say, occupied our minds, you know. So, working in that, in those days we didn't have many trunks or anything, it was very nicely open, big space, and we all sit on the floor with the seats, and then, seats, but we had wooden things, and then we sort of started to paper flower and this and that, because we didn't have chairs and tables. So, the two rabbits were very happy, you know, running around the room and all that. And then we had loosened grass and a little bit of water there, and so they found nimble grass, nimble water, and then I'd be on the trunks in the play. And we were doing our work and all that. Now they were very sweet, and they were just two. But two became six, I think. I'm just 3 months, 6 months, I don't remember that. Anyway, we found it very lovely. And that time I was to return from the West. So we were very happy about it. We gave Baba a surprise, you know. We won't tell Baba when he comes that we have these baby rabbits and so on. So when Baba returned the next morning, we prepared a little tray, you know, tray and with bow on it and with tray, and put all the little rabbits in it. They were in the library room, but the library room is now, they kept this. They brought them. Then put a little cover on it and put the tray in front of Baba, you know. When the cover, Baba took off the cover, you know, the baby rabbits, so sweet, you know, with the ears and the pink nose, pink eyes, they were lovely. Baba was so surprised, Baba was so sweet, oh, didn't know how to cuddle them, play with them. And then when Baba did play, they all started running out, and then Baba played with them, but they became frisky. Yeah. And then Baba told us to give them something to eat, and so we should give, I would love to feed them again. And then, and so naturally then, that's a long story, those six became, how many? And then Baba had to give them all away, when they became 100. I don't know. That's nice enough. So we had birds' nests also. There was the canaries, yes, very few of them, 2, 3, 4. And then there was a minor bird, and there was salon goose. There were parrots also, and so on. So this. No, but sarangus, you don't know sarangus. They are biscuit colored. You have many meraped also. Mm. They have a little black cap like here, and the color of the bird is biscuit color, and the bird is that big, just that big. Mm. You have seen them, there are many meraped. Yes. So these were how we saw brought to Baba to keep us pets, you know, people here, so we brought to Baba. So Baba brought them up on the hill and told us to look after them, the lovely birds and so on. They had a very big cage because they're big birds, so they can fly from here to and the two feeding cups and whatever, lettuce and so on, water, fresh bottles. So Kaushal was told to look after, Kaushal was looking after them, then after that she'll come to the kitchen to help us. Now, there were only 3 or 4 of us, you know, but Valu and Kaushal's old aunt, our mother was our old aunt, so we had about 6 of us with Baba. Let me see, 4, 5, 6, 7. Anyway, then what happened was this. Kaushal got her finger cut in the kitchen, and she didn't take care of it, so there was a slight cut, and then some kind of, I don't know,
septic.
Yeah, septic dirt went in, and be accepted. So Baba says she should not do the cages. We, I and Mani went to look after these birds, the sarangus. So we brought out the cage. I and Mani were very proud, you know, that, you know, put it in the sun to give them sunbathing and brought in, and clean the cage and all that. You know, shining, more shining than cautious could do it, you know. And then the lettuce, you know, and then the feeds a cup with bird, season it, and the fresh water and everything is so beautifully done. And then we went inside to eat. At lunchtime, it was just time for us to, we were going to eat, so we rushed to the kitchen and we sat down to eat. Baba had not come up as yet. It was early. So anyway, we were early. Baba was late that day. Anyway, we were eating. One of us, servant was Tani. Tani, the same servant that works for Father just now. And she was youngest. Anyway, she came along. She said, she told me and Mani, you know, the sarang goes on the roof. So we said, there are many sarangus there. You know, in the compound, there are many sarangus. So we said, oh, fine, let them be on the roof. They're supposed to be on the roof. So she said, and then she waited for a little while. We were not moving, we were eating. Just, there are sarangus. Which are sarangus? From the cage. Oh, then it clicked, you know. So I and Mani ran out to see, yes. We had left the cage door open. We did everything so beautifully, so clean. That we didn't have to clean the cage at all, let's see. And so, we were rather scared, you know, when, shall we tell Baba? How will we tell Baba about this? Baba liked it, you know. And Baba won't like it. So we were rather... So when Baba came up, we very shamefacedly told Baba. Baba said, so happened that we forgot to shut the cage and the sarang was all thrown out of the room and there. So Baba said, now why don't you remember you? She'll take care. And Baba chided us a little bit to say that you must do things perfectly. Yes, Baba, we thought we did things perfectly. But we not used to it and we forgot. Baba said, all right, Baba, let them go. Let them fly free. And Baba didn't scold us, but taught us that we should do things properly. I was very sweet that way. That's the bird story.
What about some dog stories?
There are not many dogs.
You had Cham and Marabat.
No, I don't have much to do. Yeah, this thing is, I don't know if you like it. Much of it. Baba was in seclusion in the cabin, you know, next to the Samadhi room, the cabin that was Baba's bedroom. So Baba was to work in there. One time it was in seclusion, silent seclusion in that room, shut up and shut in, as you would say, and doing his work. And not stepping out of that room. It's a very small room, I could feel. Cooked and shut in and all that. It was not nice at all, but Baba was, his work was more important to him. So he was there. And for first few days he was fast. I don't know how many days it was, but at last when he did break his fast and he said, dal rice, and boiled dal rice, and the next day, dal rice, normal food while we was eating, but all the time there in that compound. He didn't come to our compound at all. When Baba was eating, we had sent some bread or so. So Baba, as for Cham, you know, Baba, well, pet dog, we call him, but he was a watchdog. Anyway, he was seated on outside, on the, he was not allowed to come inside, so he was seated out on the parapet. And so Baba would give a piece of bread to Cham, so Cham would eat. In the meantime, we had one cow, I think. It was our cow, I think so. Anyway, that cow saw the Cham was eating and Baba was giving him bread, so she came along. So Baba threw a piece of bread to the cow. Cham turned around to see that the cow got the piece of bread. So he got jealous. He started chasing the cow. And so the cow didn't want to go away. She has to have her prasad also. So she went round Baba's room. She didn't go away in the field hardly, afraid. So she would go round Baba's room and Cham chasing the cow. And Baba Buddha stopped them, you know. Then Baba Buddha threw a piece of bread quickly to Tom. The Tom was stopped running, you know. Tom Fast was waiting with where the cow was, you know. He wouldn't let the cow come, but he was eating all the nice prasad that Baba was doing. Anyway, Baba had to find the cow and Tom every day. Yes. And the little Jopi, you know, they call it Jopi. Baba's bedroom, I want. Baba was in Mount Abu before that, in Mount Abu. And he did half his work Mount Abu, one of the caves, and there he did half the work and then he came away. He didn't have a mood or I don't know what. He came here and made up and he said he wants to finish half part of the next. Last part of his work here in Mehrabad, but he wants a quiet a room. Not disturbed, so he found this spot and Baba had this cabin built as he wanted to do, but they couldn't make it better because Baba was such a great hurry, so that's why the tin was. Otherwise, they wanted to make brickwork and Padilla and others to have permanent, but Baba had no time for all that, so Baba said, no, do it as fast as you can. So Baba, we were the people working there watching, and then tell them, hurry, hurry. And then he come to our kitchen and said, is the food ready? No, Baba. Then Baba go back to those people saying, to see, have they hurried enough? Baba so restless back and forth. So in very few days they had this cabin built. Baba doing rest there and doing seclusion. And fast and silence. So that's what it was. And then when he was coming out of the what we call it, outside. Yeah. The compound that when he stepped outside, of course, and his circle box was when he came out. And he looked around the compound, yeah, but not inside in the gate, in our compound, in his compound there. And he walked around in the grass, he found some wild flowers, you know, he picked a few wild flowers, those, and tied them with a blade of grass. And one was come and go to ask if anything was wanted, but she couldn't come inside the compound, from outside, means the gate. And so maybe it must be Manli there, I think so. I was not there, but Manli must be there to talk to Balu. Baba can't talk. Balu could not understand Baba's signs so well as... And Baba was on the board, you know, at the board. So Balu could not read that, so I think there was a Manli. Anyway, Baba gave this little bunch of flowers, you know. White flowers, they don't have much flavor to it, but they're very pretty. They have 5 petals, and in the middle is a yellow... What is it called? Pollen?
Stable.
Anyway, these few flowers, maybe 7, 8, 9, I don't know how many, tied a bunch in Baru to give it to Mera. And tell him that these are the 5 flowers Baba loves best. I still have them in Mera bed. So that was the time. And then after a few days, then Baba came out. And we did normal working that, and then went down the hill to the Mandali.
Mira, which was the little dog that hung on by the leads that time? Remember? I think you were travelling somewhere.
Oh, Happy.
Was that a book last?
In Bhutan or something like that? When Baba was going from Mysore to the Himalayas.
Yeah, that is. That was, I don't know what year it was, maybe 48 when this house was being built. Baba went to find the mass that was left out. Means there's one mass that he had not seen, and he was staying in Himalayas, being one of the Himalayan hills, not very high up, but somewhere in the hills he was. So Baba was going up there, but he came to a valley where this was a village there, and there were farmers and cowherds and so on. So Baba saw a little puppy dog, very lovely. It was black, but very lovely coat, and to look at was very lovely. So Baba petted it in such a... He always loved animals, so he petted and then started walking. It was stifling to go to the to see the mass. So they started, and when they started walking, the little puppy started following Baba, you know. And Baba, then the Mandali wanted him not to follow Baba, so he didn't be there. He wants to follow it, being only so tiny. And they were afraid if he's going to climb the mountain with them. But the puppy was so brave that he did climb with Baba. But one place they came was a sheer drop here in a ravine. And here was the wall of the mountain. So just that must be, because one by one, it was so dangerous, you know. There's a drop here, the space, and then mountains. So you couldn't go this way, and this was dangerous. So Baba was walking the puppy, didn't realize danger. It was risky and romping around Baba's feet here, there, running. By running, it slipped over the edge, and it didn't let itself fall down. It held on with its claws onto a rock and started to whine, you know. You say, kyu, like that. Bob turned around and, oh, and Baba quickly ran and held it and caught the puppy by its legs and pulled it up, you know. And so the puppy was safe. Baba said, how brave and strong this puppy that she did not want her. She did not fall down the ravine. She just clung on so well till I came and saved her. I said, I like this puppy very much. Baba said, we'll ask those people if they can give it to us, you know. So when Baba went up and to see the mast and contact with the mast, and after they returned after I don't know how many hours, then they came to this village and they asked the owner if they could give this puppy. They said yes, they can. They will give it to Baba. And so Baba brought that puppy home, and very lovely. It was the Nepali Bhutan. Hound. What hound was it?
Nepali's mast.
I don't know what it was called. Anyway, Baba showed the puppy to us. We were at Bob's house then. This house was being built. We were there, so Baba showed it to us. But Baba gave it to Kaka, Maria, to keep it. And so Baba, Kaka, you know, trained the puppy anyway. He was striped, all the time tied up, you know. And then Baba gave her the name Gold Gold. She was so fluffy, fluffy, gold, gold, round, fluffy, gold. And then we called her Booty because she had sort of a paws were white, a little brown here like socks. Otherwise she was dead black, very dirty market shed. And then Kakaji called her Gul, means flower. And so she had three names. So Kakaji loved the puppy, man, but she was being tied and all that. And I don't know, she was on. Type that would hunt and be a watchdog, you know, not just a pet dog, to be very strong when she looked to be 1 year old. So in the night time, Kakaji would let her loose, she would free, when she was free, she would bark all on this corner of the compound, then here, all around the compound, you know, to warn even the wild animals that came, you know, there were wolves, not wolves, I don't know what, maybe wolves or just foxes or whatever, jackals used to come. Just warn them off. One time she ran after jackal so much that jackal had to climb the tree. Till it was morning time, she was sitting on the tree, wouldn't let the jackal come down. You know. She was a hunting dog. Anyway, she lived for 13 years. But she was saved. Saved means when she left for new life, she was given charge of a Hindu person. You know. What's his name? I forget. Babu cycle, well, this cycle, he had some business to cycle, I don't know what. I mean, anyway, he knew Baba. Not so near Baba, so near to Baba, but close to Baba. But he was Baba. There was nobody to take care of this place. Kakaji was coming with us, everybody was coming with us for new life, so she was there. She didn't care about dogs. They don't care about dogs. They don't love dogs as much as we do. So I don't know what he fed her. I did not feed her. We don't know. She became like this, so skinny and bony. And she had a lot of ticks. So many ticks that they were all walking on the floor. You could see them climbing the wall. So many ticks. So when, I don't know how Baba came to know what happened, Baba then told this person to not be in Marazad anymore. And Padre was told to take over, to come here. So Padre had this dog cleaned and fed, and then anyway she was, well, saved me. She was a healthy dog again when we came back. That was a new lifetime. Yeah. Baba was to bring Bhuti inside, you know. Baba said, you all pet her, because she doesn't like strangers. And if she's free, maybe by mistake, and when she sees you, she might like to go for you. So Baba got lead, and then put it inside on the chain, and brought it in the kitchen. Baba said, bring an egg. And in the
plate, and so he throws the egg in the plate, and I said, hold it, and she must eat it from the hands. And so he's holding the plate, and so put it. And she licked the egg. She loved it very much. So nearly every day, Bob brought her to have the egg. So she had fun having the egg. Yeah, and then she began to know us. Now then she had a puppy, Mustang. Mustang was about 3 months old. So she knew Mustang was her puppy. But Peter was there also. Now, Peter was a very strange person. Peter, Mustang were very friendly, Peter. So one day we were in the garden like this, you know. Peter was there, Mustang were Mustang got with us, but Booty was on the chain, so when Mustang is there, Booty went, Mustang started playing with him, and how do you say, threw him on the ground, and teach him to attack other dogs, and catch his throat, and just playfully and all that. Mustang liked to play, but Peter, he saw that Booty is playing with Mustang, Mustang is ours, why is Booty belongs that side, and how dare she play with Mustang. So Peter being that small and Booty was that big, he would go for Booty. Booty would have made one mouthful. But Peter was very brave and Peter would say, Mustang is ours. You know, why are you playing with them? And of course he did not know Mustang. He said, yeah, they used to have dogs. It was very difficult to be dogs. And there were sometimes we had to be in the forest, you know, and we had to have a dog in the tent. And around the in that forest there were tigers, you know.
Yeah.
The dogs, smell of dogs, the tigers would be attracted. So they would go around our tent roaring. My mother was not so brave, she would be as afraid, but my father did not be careful, you know. Not to worry, go to bed, doesn't matter. So he was not afraid at all. One time we were walking in the forest like this, you know. Sundown, my father said, we go walking. And this is not for love, and this is how brave he was, that is. So, it was a forest, you know. First, top of the forest is a few trees, but the sun was going down. So, my father reminded him, and we walk here, we walk there a bit, and then we go home. So, as we were walking, then we walked a little bit deeper where there were many, many dry leaves. Then, my father heard some sound in the leaves. So he said, that's a snake, not a small snake, you know. So my father told my mother, you and the girls all go, and I'll kill a snake. My mother said, Baba, it's getting, it's dark, and you have no stick or anything, how are you going to kill the snake, and come away, don't. My father said, no, we must. And so he went after the snake, and it was getting darker and darker and darker, and then he didn't have any stick. So, picking up his stone, and if stoning the snake is not right. Yes. Gets hurt and gets angry and turns on you. But how he kills us, not we know how he kills a snake, we do not know. But after killing it, he then got a little stick branch from the tree. Mm-hmm. He wrapped the snake around the thing, and he brought it home. My mother said, yeah, what are you doing? Why you brought this thing home? It didn't sort of be there. Why are you brought it? My mother said, no, you must see where the poison bag is.
Oh, you should.
My mother said, I don't want to see poison. I don't want to. My mother said, no, you must learn. No, but I don't want to learn anything about snakes. No, you must. So open the sharp razor. Cut the snake's sides here. Open the mouth and show. See, it's on the top here. And then when the two fangs in the front, a tiny hole, like pinpoint, you know, very tiny, you don't even see them. They're there. When they bite, then they just turn their heads such a way that the poison, you know, that's how they. So my mother was sort of, yes, yes. wanted the whole lesson to end, you know. Anyway, it was good. We had a very big lantern by the government, they used to give us lantern, thick glass that throw more light, you know, and so on. And it was dark in the night, and the forest around in the tent, and me and the snake, it was too much. What is it? Now, don't you bring any more snakes home? You can just throw them away. And they have lovely skin, you know?
Yeah.
Now, one or two skins, but my father didn't have, I didn't know what to do. It was lying, I remember, it was lying somewhere there. Anyway, then we went to Junagadh.
So, in Srinagar, there is a forest, and that's the industry, very, very deep forest. And so in the forest, the tiger, because my father was a forest officer, so he had to see the forest and all that. So when he was coming out of the forest, there was a village, a bit far out, not quite far, which was there anyway. So the villagers all came running to me. Father said, "Oh, please sir, you know, there's a tiger who takes our cattle away, baby calves and what do you call them? Yeah, goats and sheep and so on. It's a great loss to us, please. Can you kill this tiger?" So my father said, "Yes, of course, it's been very bad for the poor people because they're poor and this animal, they can't afford to lose animals, you know, cows and whatever." So in the night time, though it was very tired in the daytime, the sun and the forest walking on his feet and all that. Every time he couldn't go on horseback, sometimes mostly on the feet. He was very tired. In the night he didn't sleep, he went in the forest and...